We know that the whole creation has been groaning in our labor pains until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God.
In the book of Genesis, the story of Jacob is told. At one point in the story, Jacob was on the run. He had cheated his older brother out of his brother's inheritance, and the older brother wanted Jacob dead. So Jacob ran away, alone, fearful for his life. In the middle of nowhere, Jacob settled down for a night's sleep with a rock or a pillow. That night, Jacob had a dream. In the dream, he saw a ladder, but it might be best to think of this as a stairway to heaven. In the ancient city of Ur in Iraq, there is a giant flat-topped pyramid, a step pyramid. It's an amazing mountain of bricks, which rises out of the desert floor. It's a steep climb to the top, but once you're up there, you can see how the people, those few who are allowed to go up there, could have felt closer to the gods. This is Jacob's dream, a structure with God on top, people down below, and God's messengers, angels, carrying messages between the two. In the dream, Jacob then got word from God personally. No angelic postal middlemen. God told Jacob not to be afraid. This is a constant theme in the Bible and stands in sharp contrast to the use of fear by those who use power to dominate. God then promised Jacob a good and meaningful life. When Jacob awakened, he said, "How awesome is this place? This is the gate of heaven." Now, the common inclination is to read this story in terms of the dominant worldview. Such a reading turns Jacob into God's special choice, Jacob's offspring as people with a special claim on God, and the land where Jacob had his dream into holy land, set apart from all other land by God for this special people. But looked at through the lens of self-giving love, this story isn't about God blessing some people and some places over others. In fact, it's just the opposite of that interpretation. Jacob is a cowardly jerk on the run for his greedy misdeeds. In the middle of nowhere, he encountered holiness. The point of this story isn't that Jacob was special or that place was special. The point is that anyone can encounter the transcendent anywhere. You don't have to be wise. You don't even have to be moral. The message of God's love can find us, whoever and wherever we are. And if we let it, it can transform us. If anyone can have access to God's love, and anywhere can be where that can happen, then whoever we are, wherever we find ourselves, we are in the perfect place and the perfect time to experience the transforming love of God. And if we so choose, to embody that love. Not superheroes, but frail and fault-filled folks are the bearers of God's dream. And wherever we encounter and live out that dream becomes a sacred place. When John Lewis was a young man, he missed his seminary graduation because he was in prison. Lewis was one of the Freedom Riders. This was a group of people who violated racist, segregationist laws in the South. Lewis and other Freedom Riders had already experienced exceptional violence in Alabama. Then they left Alabama for Mississippi in May of 1961. They were arrested when they arrived in Jackson, Mississippi. The riders were sent to the South's most notorious prison, Parchman Penitentiary. The governor of Mississippi believed that the harsh conditions of Parchman would silence the Freedom Riders, end the Freedom Rides, and intimidate anyone who would follow their example. It had the opposite effect. The Freedom Riders who were in prison grew stronger in their commitment to each other and to the cause of justice. And people all over the country started heading to Mississippi to be the next wave of Freedom Riders. While Lewis was in Parchman, he sent a letter to the registrar at American Baptist Theological Seminary. He explained to the registrar that he wouldn't be attending commencement because he was in prison, and that, according to him, there was no better place for him than right where he was. How awesome is this place, Jacob says, when awakening with a stiff neck and the memory of an amazing dream. We don't have to fly halfway around the world to stand on Jacob's awesome place. We can discover our own. Whenever we awaken to the nearness of God's dream for our lives, wherever that is, it's an awesome place. You heard in the reading today that Paul says, we know that the whole of creation has been groaning in labor pains until now. And not only creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now, hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. It sounds a lot like he's talking to this particular moment in our history. Right now, people across the nation are dealing with fires and the smoke from the massive Canadian wildfires, with floods in the east and record-setting oppressive heat in the south, along with violent storms. Insurance companies are refusing their services to people in regions at risk because of climate change. Around the world, there is record heat, drought, floods, and famine. It does seem as if the whole of creation is groaning in pain. In the midst of the suffering all around us, Paul recommends that we be optimistic. That can be hard to do. Some people are saying that climate change has already gone too far, The collapse of the world as we have always known it is inevitable, and the best we can do is live as best we can in the time we have left. To live as if we were dying of a terminal disease and abandon hope for future generations. Paul sees things differently. He says the pains of the present are signs of an impending new birth. They're like labor pains. He recommends living patiently in hope for better days to come. As far as climate change goes, there's no going back to the conditions of the past. And even if we stopped burning fossil fuels today, things would still get worse for a while. The conditions that created the wondrous paradise that nurtured our ancestors, those conditions are gone. The planet has changed, largely due to the greed, ignorance, fear, and laziness of human beings. But we can stop it from getting much worse. We need more than Paul's belief that we should just patiently wait for God's intervention. We need to understand that we are God's intervention. We need hopeful action. Hope that we can stop the process of poisoning the planet, and hope that humanity can adapt to the harsher conditions that we've left for future generations. In Earth's ancient past, there were once alligators swimming the steamy swamps where Arctic ice now stands. It was very warm then, and the wonders of creation survived. When the comet that slammed into the Caribbean resulted in the time when there was so much terrible loss that most of the amazing creatures that roamed the earth died out, yet creation found a way and bounced back. The destruction we are bringing to this planet may not allow our civilization to survive, but perhaps humanity can build something better out of the ashes of our destructive past. Our calling isn't to build a connection to God. God's done that. Our connection to God is found within us and around us. The meaning of life is love, and the practice of that love is as close as the telephone or the person sitting next to you. We don't need to fly to the Himalayas and become monks. We don't need to build elaborate cathedrals. The sacred space for our sacred calling is right where we are. The Bible tells us again and again not to be afraid. There is sadness. Sadness for the loss of the way the world used to be. But grief is not the same as paralyzing fear or hopeless despondency. It's time for people of faith to step up. Any place can be sacred, even Parchman Prison. Any place can be awesome, even the places we find ourselves now and in the future. The pain of the collapse of our old certainties can be the birth pangs of a better way. Now is not the time to sink into depression. This is where we are. And wherever we are is a place of opportunity. Anyone can be God's chosen, even us. Any time can be a time of world-changing transformation, even now. Access to a life of meaning and purpose is God's gift to humanity. The choice of turning our lives to embrace that gift is ours. And the right time to do so is always right now. Amen.